Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton at Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community. And we have some of the rock stars of the community with us right now, don't we?
We most certainly do. We have two gentlemen from a little up-and-comer in the space called IBM.
Yes.
It is my distinct pleasure to introduce John Lind and Jim Hare. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I'm going to start with you, John. Big data. This is a phrase that Lee and I are hearing a lot in the studio and at some of these conferences. What exactly is meant by that, big data?
It's an interesting question when you look at it, because for every customer, it kind of means something different, right? It means as big of amount of data that they have. It could be 100 megabytes that they're dealing with, and they're struggling to deal with that 100 megabytes of data, or it could be a petabyte, and they're struggling to deal with the new social media being fed in, sensor data, and a variety of other data sources.
The companies you work with, how are they looking to benefit from all the data that they've accumulated over the years?
Well, like any business, I think they're trying to benefit directly out of the big data and the big data platform by driving business growth and success in their individual businesses by looking at building relationships with their customers or driving higher performance, higher efficiencies within the business.
Jim, what are some of the problems? What exactly are the problems that this big data is presenting for most organizations?
Well, the biggest thing is not just the volume that big data implies, but the fact that a lot of this data is in unstructured formats and it's coming from a variety of different sources as well. You know, if you look at it, it's coming from proliferation of smart devices, the internet, things like instrumentation of sensors. So all this stuff, including the cloud and social media, are resulting in a much more interconnected, instrumented world. In fact, if you look at it, data that we've collected shows that 90% of the data that we have today was collected over the past 2 years.
That's a little intimidating.
Yeah. So, and it's one of these things, if you look at it too, 80% of that new data that's created daily is of this unstructured format that I'm talking about. And the problem with this unstructured format is that you can't use traditional technologies like data warehouse or other common things that are existing infrastructures that we're using today. It requires new technologies and new thinking to be able to take advantage of all this new big data.
Now, when you're working with companies and they have all this data and they're working with you to kind of manage it and wring out the most of it, right? I mean, that's part of what you guys are doing. How do you guys engage with them? What does the consultation look like?
Very good question. The first thing we do is we come in there and, first of all, level set about what is big data, so that we're all sort of speaking the same language.
Right.
We also highlight the fact that to tackle these problems, we go into a little more in depth about, you know, what these technologies are. And then we really pause the conversation to flip it over to a business discussion. Really what we're saying is that as a result of these new technologies and the fact we're able to store, process, manage, analyze all this data in a much more cost-effective way, we can go after any data. Now the problem is, what business challenges would you love to go after and tackle that you haven't been able to accomplish before?
But how do they don't know what they don't know? How, don't they lean on you for that?
They do. And so usually what we do is we try to help them understand what the possibilities are. In fact, one of the things we've done is identified 5 high-value use cases based on some survey results we've done last year, as well as some of the hundreds of client engagements.
Are you allowed to share some of that?
No, I can't. Just kidding.
You can share two.
John, you don't want to give away all. You're not allowed to give away all 5. You know.
No, absolutely. I'd be happy to sort of step through those 5. First of all, start with big data exploration. I mentioned there's all this data out there. Usually, it's siloed, meaning that, you know, it's no easy way for organizations to be able to sort of find, first of all, where those silos are, and then be able to piece it together to sort of have a unified way of accessing it. So providing that easy one way of actually searching and finding that data is usually one of the key business use cases we find.
So when it's in a silo, and say there's 3 different silos with lots of data in there, once you guys get involved, then the data can kind of free itself and it can be used and used throughout the whole company instead of within those individual silos?
That's exactly it.
And so that's where the power is, right? I'm sure. And then now you can make connections that you never even thought of.
And when you look at it, big data really is not a technology problem. It's a business problem. So it's being able to take that data, turn it into new insights to help augment decision making, and really turn it into a competitive advantage.
So, John, all this seems to make a lot of sense, and Jim is certainly very articulate about it, but how do you differentiate yourself from other people playing in this space as well? Because you're not the only ones in this game, right?
No, we aren't. Big data has really taken off over the last 3 years when it was first introduced in 2010 and kind of talked about. And what IBM's really talking around with their big data and their big data platform is a platform for customers to deal with this, deal with the enterprise data and the big data platform as far as how we're dealing with unstructured data. How are we going to deal with streaming data? How does this integrate into your warehouse? And really, like Jim was talking about, come into a customer engagement and talk about a platform whereby you can leverage your existing infrastructure, your existing warehouse, but then expand upon it and really tackle some of these big issues around data volume, velocity, veracity of data.
And Jim, I mean, IBM's a name that organizations trust, so they're gonna engage in a conversation at the very least. And you guys are going to be talking to them about bottom line business results. You're going to get well beyond the technical bits and bytes in these conversations, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So, what's your favorite part about this work, and what do you find a little bit challenging sometimes, if not downright frustrating, and you can't say John.
Well, I guess the fun part about it is the fact that this is so new and evolving, both in terms of a market as well as the understanding of where big data will go, that every day is a new challenge in terms of understanding how it can really help customers. So I get a lot of excitement in chatting with clients and understanding where they see big data being used in their organization. So often there's sometimes new use cases that they've come up with that we've never thought of. And that's sort of, you know, why we really are there to help flush out those opportunities with clients. We don't necessarily have all the answers, but we're there to partner and consult with them to help them understand where big data could best be applied.
Now, I would imagine there's a certain wow factor when you have this data, all of a sudden it's accessible and it's actually usable, and they can start playing around with it. They can start, you know, learning new things, seeing things in a different light. That must be really rewarding from your end to be able to kind of give them that opportunity.
Absolutely. And when we talk about these use cases, we're obviously helping them consult to work with them to flesh those out. They'll identify the top two or three use cases. We'll work with them to help, you know, maybe do a pilot or a project around that so they can actually see the value and the ROI associated with it. But then the journey doesn't stop there. What we're setting up is an environment that also provides an exploratory capability, where all this data being stored can be used and explored by people we call data scientists, which is a new role and position where it's sort of these uber mathematicians, statisticians that can look at this data and uncover new patterns. So new opportunities, new things will start to arise that these organizations haven't even thought of just because they'll have all this data at their hands and be able to identify previously unobservable patterns and relationships in the data.
So why OAUG, and what are you going to do while you're here? What do you try to get accomplished while you're here, John?
Well, primarily it's to educate on the big data platform. Whenever we go out to customers and we're talking to customers, the big data platform is not necessarily an IBM product platform. It's an actual platform of how to integrate these various diverse technologies, diverse data sources together in order to solve these complex challenges that businesses are facing right now.
And so are you attending education sessions? You're walking the carpet? Are you exhibiting?
We're doing education sessions throughout the conference here, along with manning the carpet and manning the booth sessions, talking to customers and talking about the big data and their challenges.
And what do you guys do on the backside of an event like this? Jim, what will you do in the coming weeks in response to and as a product of having been here and visiting with these folks?
We'll obviously follow up with those people that expressed an interest in learning more about big data. One of the things we'll do is follow up with them with additional information, answer any questions they may have. find out who else in the organization could benefit from having a discussion. If warranted, if it makes sense for both the organization and us, we'll set up a workshop where we'll sit down with them and really do a deep dive in terms of helping them understand more about big data and where it can be applied in the organization. The other thing that I maybe should also highlight is that here at the event, at our booth, we actually have a lot of educational materials to help people understand what big data is. We have several books, one called Understanding Big Data, that is a good primer for helping people get their heads around this and why a platform is really the right approach to addressing their big data problem.
Now, when you talk about platforms or you talk about information infrastructures, is this something that I have to like wholesale replace what I have in order to really take advantage of this, or how does that part of the equation work?
Great question. What we're providing as part of our platform is the flexibility for you to pick and choose what capabilities and components you want to use as part of your platform. Obviously, we'd love for it to be a completely blue stack, but we're realistic that people have made investments in other technology choices. And, we respect that and we appreciate that, and it's our job to coexist and add value on top of what those investments are.
So now, if you were a prospective customer, what would you say to them if they said, you know what, just take me through this. I want to get started in this. You don't want to scare me. But what would you say the baby steps are to begin the conversation and get going in this?
Well, the first step would be get educated. Learn as much as you can around big data. I mentioned the books. We also have some great websites where you actually have online products that you can get your hands on and play with to learn more about big data. The whole idea that what we're providing is around this education is not to necessarily promote IBM's agenda, but really to help educate the market around what big data is and make sure we're all on the same page. And that way, when we come in to do have a conversation with the client, they're informed and educated as well. So that would be step one. Coming, obviously, to conferences like OAUG also makes sense, so you can have a chance to interact and share with your peers and learn what they're doing around big data.
IBM is so well known, so highly regarded for innovation, not only your own innovation, John, but your ability to transfer to help your clients be more innovative. That's got to be there's got to be a cultural component to that, or the way you guys recruit. Could you just speak to that pedigree a little bit, if you will, and maybe how it's impacting this world of big data for everybody?
Right. You look at that innovation within IBM and the challenges that brings apart, and that's who we really attract. You look at IBM Research, the development labs across the world. It's one of the best places to work because it really does challenge you on a daily basis to keep innovating and be challenged by the innovations happening around you. I mean, we'll look at the warehousing scape, the big data platform, the big data environment. It's changing on a daily basis and is just revolutionary and exciting. It has put a lot of excitement back into the database technology and the warehousing landscape that is energizing a lot of people and revolutionizing business.
So, Jim, do they give you some kind of innovation test when they start recruiting you guys? Where does this come? It's cultural. It's the way you guys are led and managed.
What was your score on that, Jim?
Yeah, what's your I score?
Wasn't as smart as the people in IBM Research, trust me. it's amazing to work with so much talent we have at IBM and see the kinds of innovations that are coming out of IBM. In fact, John, maybe you can step through the innovations we just announced last week around big data.
Right. So one of the big announcements that we had last week was around blue acceleration. So we've stepped back here in IBM Research and the development labs and looked at warehousing and analytics and how we're doing that within software, and looked at some of the technology things that have matured over the last 10 years, these being columnar databases. Columnar databases 10 years ago would have been a fringe market.
Right.
Right. But they have really matured, and their application to the warehousing and analytics has really been proven over the last 10 years. Along with in-memory databases, now we're able to see machines being rolled into a customer's environment that have a terabyte of memory on board, 2 terabytes. Effectively using all that memory is critical, again, for warehousing. We can't be limited just by the I/O. And then looking at some of these auxiliary CPU and processing capabilities, one example that leads into Blue Acceleration has been SIMD processing. And you might ask, what's SIMD processing?
I was just about to ask, John, what is SIMD processing?
Well, SIMD or vector processing is the enhancements that were put into the processors through Intel and Power, through IBM, to accelerate graphics processing for all the graphics games and the online gaming, right?
In other words, my kid already knew what this was.
Yeah, he probably knew what this was and whether he had it or not.
Right.
But we found a way to utilize that within the database technology to accelerate database processing of aggregates and join clauses. So we're actually offloading a lot of that into the SIMD processing.
Now, before we let you go, can you share maybe some specific examples of customers who are benefiting from you guys working together with their big data?
Absolutely. We probably have close to, north of 100 of customers that are actually using big data today in different ways. But a couple that come to mind, one of which is a company called Constant Contact, a company on the East Coast. They're in the marketing campaign management space, focused primarily on mom-and-pop shops. What they're using big data analytics for is to analyze 35 billion annual emails, really to uncover what's the best dates and times for these organizations to send out their emails to have the most effectiveness. And so using big data, they reduce that analysis time for hours down to seconds or minutes, depending upon the number of emails. And they've seen the customers increase their performance in terms of email effectiveness anywhere between 15 to 20%. Which is phenomenal at this point. So, you know, that's a great example where big data is really being applied to really make a difference. And not only is it helping these organizations figure out the best dates and times, it's also now using things like text analytics. It can actually go through and figure out what's the optimal messaging, what's the best subject line that will get people to open up those emails. When you see those kinds of results, at the end of the day, it's all about what big data can do for these organizations. And when they can quantify it, that's when I really get excited.
Aren't you always saying, Stone, if you're not assessing, you're guessing?
You know what? I did say that once, and I heard you repeat it several times. But I do believe it with all my heart. And now, I mean, we have all this information at our fingertips, but without the advent of counsel from the good folks at IBM, somebody like this, it goes unused. And it just can have a tremendous impact on quality of life, quality of business, and the bottom line.
Absolutely.
So now, if people wanted to learn more, where should they go?
A couple places. If they're still here at the conference, come on down the IBM booth. We're at the front of the conference center. Got a great big booth there. Happy to spend time with you and provide our book as well as some of the other information we have on hand. If you're hearing this after the conference, go ahead and check out ibm.com/bigdata. Learn more about IBM's big data strategy. Access the books I was mentioning. Learn a lot more and really increase your big data IQ. You can also go to bigdatauniversity.com to get your hands on actual products and start playing and working with them.
Good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show.
We enjoyed it.
This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.